More than a half million Michigan public school students have now completed their first M-STEP tests. The Michigan Student Test of Educational Progress replaced the MEEP assessment beginning in April. M-STEP is designed as an online assessment that covers content from the more demanding Common Core curriculum. It has fewer multiple choice questions and more that require problem solving and critical thinking skills. There is a host of issues related to the launch of the M-STEP test. A number of teachers, students, and their families complained about the time it took. Others say it's a symptom of overtesting, but some are saying they like the test for its interactivity and for other reasons. Here to discuss how the first M-STEP assessments went from her perspective, we welcome Deputy Superintendent of the Michigan Department of Education, Vanessa Kiesler. Welcome.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning.
We'll point out for our empty nesters listening that in Michigan, 11th graders were tested in math, English, science, and social studies. Now, M-STEP also tested younger students in certain grades in those same subjects. You've received feedback from the public really from the get-go here, Vanessa. Summarize for us the feedback that you're hearing most often.
So, overall, we have had a very successful transition to online assessment. This was Michigan's first year to give our assessments online, and what we've seen in many other states is when they make the transition to online, it's very rocky. There's a lot of technological problems. They have to shut testing down, and we did not. We administered almost 4 million test sessions to close to 700,000 students, and we were able to do that without any major technological problems or other issues. And we just want to take a minute to thank all of the educators throughout the system who helped make that happen. In terms of feedback about the assessment itself, there have been actually some positive comments. And since assessment is not never anybody's favorite thing to do, getting positive comments in a transition year has been very exciting to us. So people appreciated the support from the department, flexibility from the department. They liked how the technology was working. They did like the interactivity online. We also heard some things we can improve on, and we are working right now to do that.
This was a big and fairly sudden change, as I understand it. Are there any adjustments you're already looking at?
Yes. And yes, it was a big change. You know, again, to take a whole state the size of Michigan online is a huge change, and we are already in the process of making modifications for next year, even though the test window just closed last Friday, so we're already working on that.
Can you give us one? I mean,
yep. We really want to take a look at testing time. We heard concerns about how long the tests were taking. Even though between most of our kids, between 75 and 95% of the kids who tested online did it within the windows, the scheduled windows, some were taking much longer. So we're looking at that data, want to look at adjusting the schedule or possibly how the tests are given so that testing time is less of a footprint in the schools.
Now, the time it took, you allotted 90 minutes, correct?
Yes, in general. It varies by content area and grade, but the English language arts test was the one that for some students it took them longer than the 90 minutes that was allotted.
Reading news coverage of this story, it's easy to get the impression that the normal school routine came to a halt for some time. Can it be argued that M-STEP took teachers and students out of an important instructional routine for too long?
The actual time that it takes to administer the M-STEP is less than 1% of the instructional time that students spend in schools. That being said, we know, particularly in the first year of the assessment, some schools gave the assessment with a minimal impact on their schedule, and others it really did have a big impact on their overall schedule. So we want to help take those best practices from the schools who were able to do this in a minimally invasive way and help other schools set up their testing structures in that way. Assessment really isn't the end goal. Assessment is simply something we do to ensure that all Michigan students are learning and preparing for their future after their K-12 education.
Vanessa Kiesler is our guest. Vanessa is Deputy Superintendent of the Michigan Department of Education. We're talking about the first round of M-STEP assessments, which have just wrapped up in Michigan here this past Friday. They launched in April. What are you hearing from administrators and teachers in particular? I mean, it would seem to me very important that you have buy-in from those people in particular. Mm-hmm. How do they feel about it?
Buy-in from teachers and administrators is extremely important, and I would say there is a range of feedback, and we welcome all of the feedback. We have surveys open right now. We're starting focus groups out in the field. We have heard a lot of positive things, and we've also heard some constructive criticism, again, around things like the length of the English language arts test or how we can better set up the testing window so it doesn't intrude on school schedules as much.
You nonetheless, you characterize this launch as very successful. I mean, a number of people disagree with that assessment. Quite a few critics are using the transition to MSTEP to say that we're over-testing. You hear that really quite regularly. 11th graders took the ACT in March, for example, and then they launched into MSTEP more recently. How do you respond to that over-testing criticism?
Determining the right amount of assessment, again, the point of education is not assessment. Assessment is just that measurement to make sure that kids are learning, so you don't want to overtest. The state-required assessments are only those required by state or federal law. What we know is that many districts then layer on their own purchased assessments or their own locally developed assessments, so student testing time goes up from there. We encourage all districts to do an inventory of what assessments they're giving and make sure that they really have the right amount. But at the same time, if you don't have some statewide standardized testing, you don't have a way to ensure that all kids are getting that equal access to a high-quality education that is an important part of our society here and an important goal for Michigan students.
I think one other point here is that a lot of people are challenged by any kind of change. And you know, the MEEP test had been around a long time. How much of the negative feedback you're getting is simply a result of that, simple resistance to change? And how much of it is based on real shortcomings with the assessment?
I think a good deal of the negative feedback comes from, as you said, Mark, concerns about change, concerns about testing as a concept, like should we even be testing students versus the actual assessment. The assessment itself worked for an inaugural year online with a lot of challenges coming into it. Worked extremely well, and we can and will improve it every year and make it better and better. And so we're taking the criticism around the assessment itself and using it to improve, but some of the concerns around should we even test students, you know, those will always be there, and I think that's a larger discussion for us to have as a society.
How much could MSTEP change between year one and year two?
Our goal is to have it change not a great deal, because even if there's things to improve on, change is hard in the field right now. The field, schools and districts and teachers are reeling from the degree of change over the last 5 years. So we'd like to smooth the waters, keep things stable, and improve from there. But we do also want to make some specific improvements in areas where we know we can do better, like the testing time, some administration practices, and some of our reporting, how we can do better with that. So it will be much the same, but improved.
Deputy Superintendent of the Michigan Department of Education, Vanessa Kiesler, is our guest here on Current State. We're talking about the first round of MSTEP assessments here in the state of Michigan, which just wrapped up. How big a concern is opting out, Vanessa? I read a lot about that, parents simply taking their kids out of class during these standardized tests.
In Michigan's law and in federal law, there is no actual official way to, quote, opt out. There are provisions in state law where a parent can opt their student out of certain parts of education, but assessment is not one of them. The law says the assessment must be administered to all students. At the same time, some parents have chosen to keep their kids home on the days of the assessment or do other activities with them, and that's within their rights as parents. Looking at the early numbers and kind of watching things statewide, although there has been some very vocal talk about opting out, for the most part, Michigan students just took the assessment. So I don't think it's been a widespread problem for us. And again, we really encourage parents. It's a way for us to ensure equity and access to high-quality education for all Michigan students. So if kids don't participate in the assessment, it's hard for us to know where we might need to help more, to provide more resources, more supports, more and more accountability.
Well, I want to make sure I understand this. The law says that the schools must administer the test. The law does not state that every student has to take the test. Do I understand that right?
The assessments need to be administered to all Michigan students.
And revisit for us the origin of the MSTEP. Is this test designed to measure student progress so that it can be used to assess teacher effectiveness? Is that what led to this transition?
No. The transition to the MSTEP, you know, Michigan has had the MEEP since 1970, and that test has measured a number of things over time, but it was time to update it, both in terms of content and in terms of delivery. You know, there's no reason to not take advantage of the wonderful technology we have now to assess students. So the test was designed to measure Michigan's career and college ready standards, more rigorous standards, in a deeper, more authentic way. That's really the purpose of the test. Statewide summative assessments given once a year are not best suited for use in teacher evals, teacher evaluation. They can be a component of that, but they are really designed more for understanding student progress relative standards and school and district performance.
I'm really curious here. I mean, this is being described as a more challenging series of assessments. As an education professional, do you feel, how much more challenging is the MSTEP than the MEEP, for example?
The MSTEP is a good deal more challenging, and that is the primary reason the testing time was longer. It asks students to engage with the material in a very different way. The technical term is with greater depth of knowledge. So rather than answering the question on the surface, you have to show your thinking or show your critical reasoning behind it. It's got more writing on it. We included things. There's a new assessment tool called a performance task where students participate in a classroom activity led by a teacher and then do questions based on that. And that is a different way to ask students to demonstrate what they know and an advancement over filling in multiple choice bubbles.
Very good. We want to thank our guest, Deputy Superintendent of the Michigan Department of Education, Vanessa Kiesler. We've been talking about the first round of MSTEP assessments, which have just concluded here in Michigan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.